Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The films from writer-director M. Night Shyamalan are always a crapshoot. When he finds his stride, as he did with The Sixth Sense and Signs, his movies create an effective and otherworldly atmosphere. When he loses his grasp, as he did with The Last Airbender and The Happening, it's hard to believe it's the same filmmaker. His latest thriller is Glass, a dark comic book movie that provides the conclusion to a trilogy that also includes Unbreakable from 2000 and 2017's Split. The results are a mixed bag. Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson return from Unbreakable, and James McAvoy reprises his brilliant role as a man with multiple personalities in Split. Shyamalan's complicated plot amounts to a thesis on comic book superhero origins. It requires an inordinate amount of time and dialogue to explain, turning the actors into narrators instead of characters. Even though the movie is overlong, there's really very little real character interaction. While Glass isn't bad, it's just a disappointing conclusion to an ambitious premise that became too convoluted for its own good. For patient viewers, the Korean film Burning offers many rewards. A sure thing for an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Language Film, Burning is both a thriller and an effective character study involving a young man whose girlfriend returns from an African trip with a rich, enigmatic stranger who disrupts their lives. The wealthy stranger is played by Steven Yeun, best known for his role as Glenn Rhee on The Walking Dead. There's a lot going on in this low-key drama that effectively builds tension as our protagonist attempts to solve the mystery of his girlfriend and the secretive stranger who admits to a love of burning down abandoned greenhouses. In Burning, filmmaker Changdon Lee offers an effective slow burn. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!